Perfect pitch is color hearing. Now, what is the difference between color hearing and color vision? How are they different and how are they similar? Well, really, they're very similar. They're just different senses. In the visual field, let's say I'm looking at the color red and I'm looking at the color blue. What is the difference between those two colors? Well, the red light wave vibrates slowly in comparison to the blue light wave. The blue light wave just vibrates much more quickly. And for some reason, the eye sees that quick one as blue and sees the slower one as red. Actually, they don't move very slowly. It's 450 trillion vibrations a second at the red end, all the way up to those faster moving light waves, the blue ones and the violet ones, especially the violet ones. They go up to about 780 trillion vibrations a second. Now, it's the same with the musical spectrum. On this piano, it's nothing more than a musical sound spectrum. The eye sees light waves, the ear hears sound waves. If my eye sees that light wave frequency, it looks red. If it sees that one, it looks green. Now, it's the same way with hearing. If my ear hears this sound wave frequency, it should sound like F sharp, and we should be able to recognize it as F sharp. If it hears this sound wave frequency, then it should sound like a C sharp. It should have the color sound of a C sharp. And this is what color hearing is all about. Now we come to something interesting here. The ear has actually a larger range of perception than even the eye does in a certain sense, because the ear can hear many different octaves of sound waves. Here's an F, 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 F. Many different Fs. Every F has the same sound color as every other F. It's just that they have different tints, we can say. The lighter Fs are up here, and the darker Fs are down there. But see, in the visual field, we can only see one octave, so to speak, of light wave frequencies. They don't really repeat, but you can almost see how in the visual field, when you get to violet, if you could see a little higher than that, you can see how that violet is just about ready to turn red again, because the violet kind of gets very dark and very red, and it just looks like it's going to turn red, but then you can't see any higher than that. If you could see up another octave, you would probably see it just was this very same thing repeating itself, just as we have on this piano keyboard. All these tones repeat themselves up here, and then repeat themselves again. And again, we have many different octaves in the field of hearing. So it's not surprising that the ear, being such a sensitive instrument of perception, which it is, it even can hear many different octaves, something that the eye cannot see, then it's not surprising that the ear should also have a color perception similar to what the eye has. And this color perception, in fact, is just what perfect pitch is. If any of this sounds technical at all, don't worry, because perfect pitch is just a simple perception, as we're going to hear for ourselves later. This is just the technical explanation of what it is. Now, I've been talking about perfect pitch ever since I was a teenager, actually, and I very quickly found that musicians tend to misunderstand what perfect pitch is, because when we're talking about color hearing, that word color can be confusing. So we need to clear that up. See, we use color, that word color, in so many areas in music. For instance, we've all heard the term tone color. Tone color, it's also timbre, T-I-M-B-R-E. The timbre of an instrument is its tone color. Now, what does that mean? Tone color is what allows us to recognize a particular instrument. If we hear this piano, it has a particular tone color, timbre. A guitar has a different sound. It sounds stringy, and a trumpet sounds brassy. All these are the different tone colors of the instruments. The timbre or tone color is what lets us tell instruments apart. It's sort of the fingerprint of sound of that particular instrument. I have a synthesizer here, and what it does is it takes a basic sound wave and it changes the timbre of that sound. I can have this kind of a timbre. Or just by touching buttons, I can change it to this. Or this. Or this. These are all changes in the tone color, the timbre. Now, how does this relate to pitch color, the sound colors that we're talking about when we're talking about perfect pitch? Well, tone color is what lets us tell instruments apart. Pitch color is what lets us tell different pitches apart. The tone color changes when I change these buttons. But the pitch colors remain the same. I'm playing A and C. So the pitch colors were the same. If you had perfect pitch, you could tell that an A and a C are playing. But the timbres change. Now, if I play on the piano here, it all has the timbre of a piano. But the pitch colors change as I change notes. If you have perfect pitch, you can hear this one as C, that one as A flat. The pitch colors change with pitch. The tone colors change with the instrument. This is a very important distinction, which is going to come up again and again as we're talking about perfect pitch. Now, oftentimes when people hear that perfect pitch is color hearing, they think that it has something to do with associating green with G, or red with F sharp, or yellow with A, or something like that. So we have to emphasize right now that perfect pitch does not mean that we take a visual color and relate it to a note. These pitch colors are sound colors that we hear. When you hear the G, it has a certain sound to it, a certain color, which tells you it's a G. The E flat has a different sound. These are sound colors. I remember the media was coming in to film a workshop for a news show, and the very first thing he asked me was, "Where is your color chart?" Because there was nothing in the front of the hall that had a chart saying that A was yellow and B flat was blue and all this, and he was very puzzled because he thought, if perfect pitch is color hearing, where is his color chart? And I said, there is no color chart, it's all sound color. So we will hear for ourselves what this sound color is, but this is one thing I had to emphasize right away, that it has nothing to do with an association of visual color. Also, if you are a vocalist, sometimes vocalists think that perfect pitch has something to do with feeling how high or low a pitch is in their voice. Many of you vocalists, if you sing a C, you can sort of feel it in your vocal cords, how high it is or low it is in your range, and then you kind of know it's a C. Or a G has a different feel. If you know the limit of your range, then you can sometimes estimate where a pitch is. Now, this is vocal tension pitch. Vocal tension pitch is not at all like perfect pitch. Perfect pitch is in the ear. It's the color hearing. Vocal tension pitch just means feeling a pitch in your vocal cords in order to estimate a pitch. And that's not going to ever be as reliable as true color hearing. I had a lady at the seminar tell me once that she always knew an F whenever she sang it because it was at the extreme upper limit of her vocal range. But then she hit that F so many times that then she started to be able to hit an F sharp. And then she started thinking that all the F sharps were Fs. So you see that vocal tension pitch has nothing to do with an actual perception. So it's not really perfect pitch, although some people can get quite accurate with that. We call it a quasi-perfect pitch. Another thing that people confuse with perfect pitch is relative pitch. Relative pitch is the nearest brother or sister to perfect pitch, and sometimes people think that they are connected somehow, that if you have a very, very, very good relative pitch, it can almost be perfect pitch or something like that. I've heard people say, no, I don't have perfect pitch, but I have a very good relative pitch. Well, the thing is, relative pitch and perfect pitch are completely separate abilities. They're both necessary. Relative pitch is relationship hearing, how the notes stack up to form musical structure. See, if we have two tones here, they form a relationship one with the other, which, if you've had relative pitch training or are taking the relative pitch course, this is a perfect fifth, because we have five tones encompassed. If I were to tell you that this top tone is a G, using relative pitch, you would be able to tell me that the bottom tone is a C. Or if I said to you, this is a C, now sing me an E. All you have to do is just count up or sing a major third, and you arrive at E. This is all relating one tone to the next. Now, this is very different than perfect pitch. Perfect pitch means you just hear one tone, D. It just sounds like a D. You don't have to relate it to anything. F, B. Just by hearing, you're able to tell what that sound is. One is color hearing, one is relationship hearing, relating all the tones. There are many different levels of hearing. It's not just you have this sense of hearing and that's all there is to it. No, no, no. Hearing is complex. There is a range of hearing that the ear is capable of. On the surface level, we have the relationships, how the music flows. At a deeper level, we have the colors, the color of the D, E, F sharp, G, etc., etc. Relative pitch training is a focus of awareness. We have to focus the sounds we're hearing in order to understand them. We have a perfect fifth, or we have a major sixth, or a major third. All of this we discuss on the relative pitch course, how the notes stack up to make certain intervals and chords. Perfect pitch training, on the other hand, is not a focus of awareness. Focus means to draw the attention together. Perfect pitch training instead is an expansion of awareness. We expand the awareness of the ear to hear something that it did not hear clearly before. The pitch colors are very delicate. They're very faint. They're very abstract. The color of this D is very subtle. We have to listen closely every day, listen to these sounds more and more closely until we can hear these very delicate sound colors. Now, it's different with relative pitch. We all hear these tones clearly. The relationships are clear. What we have to do is focus our attention in order to understand the intervals. So that's a different kind of training than perfect pitch. No amount of relative pitch training will produce perfect pitch. And perfect pitch training will not necessarily produce relative pitch, although both of these trainings help each other, definitely. Relative pitch gives you the structure of the chord. This is a dominant ninth. But what kind of a dominant ninth is it? The notes stack up as a dominant ninth sound. This is what our relative pitch tells us. But is it a G dominant ninth, an A dominant ninth, a D dominant ninth? Well, that is what perfect pitch tells us. Perfect pitch gives us the actual colors. It's a D dominant ninth, and the colors are D, F sharp, A, C, E. It gives us the color hearing. If we go back to our TV set, relative pitch is the focus of the picture, being able to see a clear picture of what is going on in that movie. If you don't have relative pitch, it's like a blurred picture. Established relative pitch is a clear picture of what is going on in that movie. The perfect pitch is the color. So you can hear it's a D dominant ninth and a G seven chord, A major, F sharp minor, whatever it is. It gives you the actual color patterns of the tones. Now, relative pitch is a changing level of awareness. The relationships change. Relationships change in music because music flows in the change of relationship. This is how music progresses. Whereas perfect pitch, absolute pitch is the technical term, absolute means non-changing. The color sounds do not change. The A always sounds like A. It always has the color of the A. The bee always has the color of the bee. So whenever we're playing along, whenever we hit the A, whenever we hit that A there, it always has the same sound. It never changes. The C sharp never changes. G never changes. They're absolute. They remain constant. Whereas the relationships between tones are constantly changing. So these are the two levels of hearing, the two basic levels of hearing, the surface level with relative pitch and the deeper level, the color hearing perception. If someone has perfect pitch, it doesn't necessarily mean they have relative pitch. And if someone has relative pitch, it doesn't necessarily mean they have perfect pitch. If we're missing one of these, then we're missing a very large aspect of musical awareness. So we have to make sure that they're both cultured in there very firmly. The ear will be four times as powerful with both of these together as with either one separately. So now I think we have a basic idea of what perfect pitch is and what perfect pitch is not. So I'd like to go into the different levels of perfect pitch, because perfect pitch is not just one thing. There are many different degrees of the ability. Let's find out more about what this ability is. Level number one is called color awareness. That's a basic feeling of the color of all the tones. Have you ever had the experience of taking a piece of music, and let's say it's in the key of D, and then you transpose it up to the key of E flat? And have you ever noticed that when you transposed it, you can't quite put your finger on what it is, but something has changed? It just sounds a little softer or something when it's in the key of E flat. How many of you have noticed something like that? I've heard jazz people tell me they take a Duke Ellington piece and they transpose it. It's no longer Duke Ellington, they say. It just doesn't sound the same. Or I've had people tell me they take a hymn and then they transpose it, and it's no longer the same hymn anymore. It's just not what they're used to hearing. The thing is, every key has its own color pattern, its own color sound. F major has one sound because of F, A, C. F sharp major has completely different notes, F sharp, A sharp, C sharp. So if we change key, the sound of the piece does change. And if you have noticed anything like this, then this is color awareness. This is the basic ability of perfect pitch in its infant stage. It's very much like a child when he's first learning his visual colors. Maybe at first, he's got color awareness. He does see the colors, but he confuses the colors. He might look at red and say orange because he hasn't yet matured enough to be able to tell the two apart. But he's got color awareness. Later on, though, he learns to discriminate. That's yellow, that's orange, and that's red. And that becomes color discrimination. And that's our level number two, the ability to discriminate between these colors. So that if I play this, you can tell it's A. Or if I play this, you can tell it's G major. Now this is true perfect pitch, this level number two. You can discriminate among all 12 chromatic pitch colors. The word chromatic means colored. The chromatic scale here, the colored scale. Everyone has its own different color sound. And what do these color sounds sound like? This is the big question now. I'm sure you're all asking, you're all waiting to find out what these sounds are all about here. I'm going to tell you the secret behind developing perfect pitch now. And it is so ridiculously simple that when I tell it to you, many of you are going to say, oh, come on, is that all there is to it? Well, the thing is, perfect pitch is just one of the natural abilities of the ear. So it's got to be naturally simple and easy. It's nothing complicated. It's a part of our own perception. And it's just this. Here I have a tone. And here I have another tone. Now, what do you hear that's different about these tones? Well, obviously, one is higher and one is lower. That's what everybody hears. That's relative pitch, hearing that one is higher and one is lower. That's how they relate to each other. But can we hear anything else that's different about these two tones? Well, this top tone, this F sharp, has a kind of a twangy feeling to it. Whereas this E flat, this bottom tone, has a softer, more mellow sound to it. Top one? Vibrant, twangy. And the lower one? The E flat? Sounds softer and more mellow. These are the pitch colors of these two tones. And if you listen very carefully, you will be able to hear this. Let's listen again to this F sharp here. It has a vibrant kind of a sound to it. It kind of goes like this. Where, like that. And the E flat kind of goes wah, 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 like that. It's a different quality of sound. Now, at first, you will hear these sounds probably only on your own live instrument. Don't think you're going to hear it necessarily even on this tape. And don't think you're going to hear it on other instruments, but on your own instrument, on your guitar if you're a guitarist, or on the piano if you're a pianist, whatever your instrument is. Piano, I think, is also a lot easier to hear for many people because it's a very common instrument. I think guitar is pretty easy too. But your own instrument is going to be the best. Every single tone in the chromatic scale has its own color sound. We hear that the pitch is rising. At the same time, every one of these has its own quality to it, which is its own sound color. The F sharp is vibrant, where, like that, and the E flat is wah, wah, wah. The A flat is also a kind of a soft one, but it's a different kind of mellowness than the E flat. These are the absolute pitch colors, and this is what perfect pitch is all about. It's not a matter of figuring out how high or low the note is. Some people think that if you have perfect pitch and you play this note, you kind of just register, how high is it? Well, it's an A. No, this isn't it at all. The A has a certain sound to it. It's not really twangy and it's not really mellow. It's very difficult to describe. It's a certain quality. It's like describing visual colors. Red is a vibrant visual color. Blue is a more sedate color. Well, what's green? Well, how do you describe green? It's very difficult. It's kind of growy. I don't know. It's alive or something. And yellow is different. It's the same with sound. What I'd like you to do is go to your own instrument right now and have a listen. Hear for yourself that these color sounds do exist. And remember, for the instrumentalists, we have to use concert pitches of these tones. If you are a trumpet player and it's a B flat trumpet, then the tones you're going to be listening for are G sharp and F on your trumpet. The G sharp is going to be the twangy one. It doesn't make any difference what we call these tones. What makes a difference is its absolute pitch. So we'll break now, and when you've had a listen, we'll continue with our masterclass.
As a reminder, David Lucas suggests that you now take a break and continue fresh tomorrow.